Exodus chapter 8, verse 1. Yes. Let my people go. Who says that? Thus says the Lord. Let my people go. Can you say after me? Thus says the Lord. Let my people go. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In the book of Exodus, you find Pharaoh represented as the blocking, stumbling block to the release of the children of Israel. He was represented as a stumbling block, right? And what happened? God spoke to Moses, seeing their cry, seeing their pain. Let's see Exodus 3, verses 8 and 9. That is Exodus 3, verses 8 and 9. This is how God responded to the situation. Exodus 3, verses 8 and 9. Oh, forget it. Let's read 8 first. So I have, can you read it loud? So I have come down. This is God speaking to Moses. Read it loud in faith. Amen. And now the cry of the Israelites has reached me, and I've seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them. There is a hidden promise for you and me. If you are faced with any stumbling block this evening, be it in your spiritual walk, be it in your family, anyway, office, work, anyway, God is saying, I will bring you up out of it and lead you into a good and a spacious land. Is God faithful? Is God faithful, children of God? Amen. Amen. Looking at the homes of all the Canaanites, Hittites, I say all the ites. Yeah? There are a lot of ites. Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites. So, taking into consideration of all the ites, he promised he will clear away these nations ahead of them. Yes. Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you, Jesus. And he will bring them into a good and a spacious land. Thank you, Jesus. Believe and receive this extraordinary favor that is coming upon your life, be it any area of your life, children of God. But the Bible clearly says, not by might, nor by power, but my spirit, says the Lord Almighty. The words of the Lord are flawless, the Bible says. Pure like silver, refined in a furnace, purified 7 times over. That's what the Bible says. He says, I will level the mountains. Whatever your situations may be, children of God, can you just look at that situation in the eyes, through the eyes of faith? I will level the mountains. I will break down gates of bronze and cut through bars of iron. This is the God whom we serve. Cry out to him. This is the moment. Let him hear your voice. Be specific when you speak to him. From your innermost, just cry out to him. What is that thing that is standing before you? Today, he says, cry out to him. Just because he heard the cry of Israelites. He came down from heaven, the Bible says, to speak to Moses. Read that verse when you go home. I'm not making up anything here. Can we all stand in the presence of God? Jesus, oh Jesus, thank you, Father. Eyes closed, children of God, I prefer you to close your eyes. Oh, hallelujah, God says far too long ago, or he says far too long, Pharaoh has corrupted your mind. Believe it, just surrender. He has corrupted your mind, saying God can help you in this situation. Saying you're not worthy. How many of you hear that voice? Oh, I am not worthy. You are beyond repair. Have you heard that anytime? All these are a lie, a piece of lie. Believe it, Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Hallelujah. Turn to your neighbor and say, Jesus loves you, children of God. Say it powerfully. Thank you, Jesus. And turn to God. One more time and cry for you over your situation, the issues, that problem, that stumbling block, that thing that is facing you. And see what he will do on your behalf. Come back and testify. Be bold enough to come back and testify. You know, many cross the Red Sea and say, thank you, God. Bye-bye. See you. Gone. But come back, children of God. Stand here. There are many people who have received healing in this church. Only if you come back and testify. But I know they will all come one day, because some things will repeat again. Then they will remember and they will not forget to come back and testify. Hallelujah. He will bring Pharaoh down. Amen. He will open the Red Sea and make a way out for you. Hallelujah. This is the God Almighty whom we serve. He is watching over you. He is watching over you. He will clear away those nations, those people, those obstacles, everything out from you. He will bring you into a good and a spacious land. This is the word that I want you to receive today. Come on. Be God, be good. Be good to him. Praise him all the time. Hallelujah. And God deserves all the glory and honor. And he says, be who God meant you to be. Yes. And so that you will set this world on fire. The whole world on fire. Just one person is enough, children of God. Abraham was in one place. God alone knows. Ur? Yeah. But his name is written in this book. How far away it has traveled. I thank and praise the Lord. What you're doing here will be heard one day when we stand before God. Not going to be hidden. It will all be public, children of God. Hallelujah. Are you ready to praise and worship this living God? Hallelujah. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. He says, do not be afraid. I'm talking to you, sister. I'm talking to you, brother. Do not be afraid. Stand firm, he says. Stand firm. You will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. Believe it. Believe it as I say it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.